Ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Dalid in Maseches Gittin, is the 1306th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue discussing the cases of when a person gives a divorce on a condition. We're going to discuss a case in where a man says that I am divorcing you on the condition that you don't marry somebody else. Yesterday, we had a very difficult daf. But the thrust of yesterday's daf and 2 days ago's daf was the idea that according to the Chachamim, you cannot say that you're divorced and mutter to everybody except for one person. But what about in this case? He says, on the condition that you marry somebody. So our daf is going to continue many of these types of cases. Another almanas case that we're going to have halfway through the daf. Daf is ridiculous conditions. Hareza gita chamnasha tali l'rakia. You're divorced on the condition you go up to the heavens. Al pidera chateva, normal way, it doesn't happen. Or what about a case of hareza gita chamnasha toichli b'sar chazir, on the condition that you'll violate the Torah and eat chazir, that we have on pei dalid amid aleph. On pei dalid amid beis, we're going to discuss more details of masna al masha kosa b'teira, that if someone makes a condition, like it would seem, the case Amnasha Toichli Bosar Chazir, Masna Amasha Kosa Betaira, Tnoi Botel, and the implications of that. Finally, our Gemara is going to go back to the case of a Get Mekusher that was brought up in, the case of when an individual writes an inacceptable Tnai and then erases it in a Get, and the halachas of when there is a psul and then erasing something in a get. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up 2 lines on top. Pei Dalet Amnaf Tana Rabbanan Harez Gitei Chamanas Shetinasi Leploini. I'm giving you a get on the condition that you will marry somebody else, a particular person. So Reuven divorces Sarah on the condition that Sarah is going to marry Binyamin. Harez Loitinase. She should not marry that person. V'im nises loitetze. But if she marries him, then she could stay married to. Rashi explains 2 lines from the top. Shema yomru nisheyem noisnim bin matana. We're afraid that people are going to talk that men are chas v'chalila swapping wives. And, he's making the condition that he's divorcing her so that his wife could be married to somebody else. Something that's ma'us ma'od. All znos is ma'us ma'od. But certainly this. So therefore, lechatchila, the divorce doesn't work. Not because technically in Hilchos Gerushin it doesn't work. In terms of Hilchos Gerushin, it could be fine. However, as Rashi explains 2 lines from the top, ve'ein lecha laz gedolim mizu. So lechatchila, it's not a valid Gerushin. Maika Omar. What exactly was stated in the spice? Amar Nachman Achakam, Harezu lo tinase loy, Shema yormu nishayem noisnin bimatana. As we explained, the people will talk that there was an arrangement that was made over here. And we also learned, v'nises la'acha lo teitzei umushum gzeira lo mafgina mine. Must be that due to the gzeira, then we don't force Binyamin to leave the divorced wife of Reuven. That makes sense if she marries Binyamin. However, what happens if she doesn't? Says the Gemara, v'shayrinan le'eshes ish la'alma. Then she's an eshes ish because the condition wasn't fulfilled. Alomar of Nachman hachikamar. Harezoi loy tinase loy. We're saying that she should not marry Binyamin. Shemru shema yom nishayim nosnim b'matana. And then you're stuck. V'imniseis loy. But if she marries to Binyamin, teitse mishum gzera lo mafkina mi. And due to the gzera, we don't force her to leave. Still the Gemara says, this is confusing. Amalei Rava loy hu delo tinase. She's not supposed to marry midrabbanan Binyamin. Hala acher tinase. But the insinuation is that she can marry somebody else. V'abai ki umalitna. But she needs to marry Binyamin to fulfill the Tanai of the Gerushin. V'chitem, and if you're going to answer, Efshar de Mintzava Yom Migrusha L'machar, that she marries Binyamin for a day and then divorces, Umekayim Lo Tanai, Ulach de Pligis Alad Rav Yehuda Ka Midamislet. And this is an issue that Rav Yehuda once argued about, that you're equating it with. De'itmar koinim einai b'shina hayom. Im ishan l'machar. If somebody makes a neder in the following way, I am making a neder that my eyes cannot sleep today if I'm going to sleep tomorrow. Amar of Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said, al yishan yom shem yishan l'machar. So then you shouldn't sleep today because tomorrow you might fall asleep. Rav Nachman amar yishan yom ve'en choshin shem yishan l'machar. Rav Nachman says, v'api v'din, he's allowed to sleep that day. So says the Gemara, that's a similar type of case over here. This woman should not marry somebody else aside from Binyamin, and then divorce that husband, and then marry Binyamin, because how do you know that they're going to divorce them? Says the Gemara, no, maybe even according to Rav Yehuda it will be acceptable. Hachi ashta, ha somebody de kaima. When it comes to the case of the marriage, it's not in her hands, it's in his hands. When it comes to going to sleep, it is in his hands. Bididei kaima, it's in his hands. The ibai mavriz nafshei b'silusa. He could pick himself, poke himself with a thorn to make sure he stays awake. V'lo noim, and he won't fall asleep. Hacha bididei kaima li'igrushei. But here, she cannot get her husband to divorce her, per se. So therefore, the Gemara suggests that it should be problematic for her to marry somebody else with the intention that she'll get divorced and marry then the ploni that was the condition that she needs to marry in order for her divorce to the first husband take effect. So there are three marriages over here. There's a woman is married to a man who divorces her on the condition that she's going to be married to Binyamin. The question now is, can she go and marry, let's say, Yehuda, with the intention of eventually divorcing Yehuda and then marrying Binyamin? The Gemara suggests that's deeply problematic. So the Gemara is still in flux of how to read this brisa. El Amar Rava, Rava gives us our maskana. Harezu loitinase. When we said that in the case of when the husband says, Harezu gitech hamanasha tinasi liploini, that she should not get married, that means loy loy. She should not marry the man that the husband stipulated, in our case, Binyamin. The loy lacher, and she shouldn't marry anybody else. Loy loy tinase, she shouldn't marry Binyamin, shem yomun nishaseim nosim matana, like we learned above, that people are going to think that they are divorcing and swapping wives. La'achar lo tinase, and she can't marry anybody else, because then she's got to marry Binyamin in order for the divorce to be valid. D'bay kiyume l'tna, she needs to fulfill the tna of marrying Binyamin. So don't marry anybody beforehand. Vim nises loy, and if she marries Binyamin loy teitse, dimishum gzera loy mafkina. Due to the gzera, she shouldn't leave. La'achar teitse, but if she marries somebody else, if she marries Yehuda, d'bay l'kiyume tonight, but if she marries somebody else, she has to leave when she marries Yehuda, because then she needs to marry Binyamin. So she's got to leave Yehuda, marry Binyamin, and then retroactively she's divorced. Tanya Kabbalah say to Rava, we learned like Rava Rezu loy tinase, loy loy v'loy lacher. She shouldn't marry anybody. V'mni says loy loy teitze, but if she marries Binyamin, then she doesn't have to leave. La'acher teitze, but she marries Yehuda, she will have to leave. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabban Areza Gitech. He gives her a get now with another crazy condition. Amanasha tali lirakia, on the condition that you go up to the heavens. Amanasha terdi l'tahom, on the condition that you go down to the depths. We have the Torah that describes the depths of the earth. Amanasha tekativ li'i kana shel dalet amas, on the condition that you swallow a rod that's made of four amas. Amanasha tavi li kana ben kufama. If he says a condition, on the condition you bring me a rod that's 100 amos long. Amanasha tavri es hayom agodol bereglayich, on the condition that you cross the ocean by your legs. Only a silly religion that's an avodah zarah suggests that people could walk on water. Einoi get, in such cases, not get. Rabbi Yehuda mentei moimer kezeh get. Rabbi Yehuda says it is considered a get. Why? Klal amar Rabbi Yehuda mentei mekol tenai sheyef shalei lekaimei Very interesting position, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, who says that if someone exaggerates in their condition, so then in such a case, in other words, the condition is impossible to achieve, rakia, kana of 100 amas, etc., 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 so then he's just being facetious, and it's not a significant tonight, and therefore it's binding. Amar Nachman Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. In the name of Rav, it said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masnisa Nami Deka. You could also infer the same thing from the Mishnah. Diktani kol shef shaloi l'kaimoi b'soifoi. Anything that you could fulfill in the end. V'yisna lo b'tchilosoi t'noi kayim. This appears in Perek HaSoichar as HaPoilim at the end of the Perek in Bava Metzia. And that is that if the Tanai can be fulfilled, so then it's significant. However, if not, the Tanai is batal. Shema Minah, it's exactly what we had said above. So therefore, the halacha is a ridiculous Tanai that the husband adds. The Tanai doesn't have to be fulfilled, and the woman is divorced. Ibailu, we now have the following shayla. Harei zegite chamnas shetoichli bisar chazir mahu. If the husband gives the woman a get on the condition that she's going to eat pig's meat. Amar Abaye, hihi. Abaye says this is exactly the exact same case of a tanai that's impossible to fulfill, because at the end of the day, it's impossible for a Jew to eat besar chazir. Rava Amar, Rava says, well, theory, it's possible. Efshe dachla v'loke. She could eat it and get malchus. La Abaye, according to Abaye, klal lasuye besar chazir. According to Abaye, when we learned Klal Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, this was a rule for Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. That was a broad rule. Klal means an inclusive rule. So when it went to emphasize Klal, we were emphasizing particularly this particular case. However, LeRava, but Rava is also going to point out that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said Kezeh. Kezeh, when he says Kezeh, Lemiuti Besar Chazir. So it's a machlokis how to read Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's words. On the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said kezeh get, specifically in this case. That was the case of a rod of 100 feet, but in contrast to Bsar Chazir, then it could very well be that the Tanai needs to be fulfilled. That's the position of Rava. Meisive, the Gemara goes on to ask a question on Rava. Reza Gite, if the husband says, I will give you a get, this is a get, Amanasha Tivali Leplaini, on the condition you have relations with Binyamin, Niskayim Atanaya Reza Get. If she has relations with Binyamin, the Get is valid in Lavein Get. That's a Toseftim Perek Dalet. Al Menashe Lo Tavili La'aba U'La'avich. On the condition that you don't have relations with my father and yours, Ein Choshen Shemanivala, and we don't even have to worry that she had relations, and the Get is a valid Get. Now the Gemara deduces from this Tosefta, V'ilu al menashe tiv ali la'aba ulavich lo ketani. But a ridiculous tonight, and that is on the condition that you have relations with your father, which of course is ridiculous because it's al pi halacha, it doesn't say that that's a valid tonight. Explains Rashi, it must be that it's not a valid tonight. Why? La Abaye Nicha, according to Abaye, it makes sense. Because Abaye says that when you have a ridiculous Tanai, so then in such a case, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema told us, we throw it out. Le Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, it's difficult. Because Rava says that when the ridiculous Tanai is about being over Yisurim, in theory, one could be over the Yisur. So too, in theory, she got to be with her father. Rava is saying, no. Bishlem b'sar chazir. When it comes to b'sar chazir, efshe da'achla v'laki. That's possible for her to have eaten the chazir and get malchus. Plaini nami. Also the condition that we had in the Tosefta, that she'll have relations to Binyamin. Efshe d'michshe da'bei mimana. She could pay Binyamin off to marry her, even if he doesn't want to have relations out of marriage. Ela abba v'avich. Bididei kaimer? Is it in our hands to have relations with the fathers? Nihi di'i avda isura. She could decide to do the isur, just like she could decide to eat pig's meat. But abba vavich mi avda isura? But there it's different, because the fathers would have to decide to do the isur as well. And then in such a case, if it's dependent on somebody else, the isur, then even Rava would agree that that's considered a case of a ridiculous t'nai. According to this approach, then when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema uses the words klal lasui abba vavich, it's come to include if the condition is the relations with the fathers, kazeh, when it says kazeh lemiute basa. Continues the Gemara on to pay dalet on the days. La Abaye, but according to Abaye, klal, when it says klal lasuye b'sar chazir, it's coming to include b'sar chazir. Kazeh, when it says kazeh, lemiute ploni. That's coming to exclude the case of ploni. That in such a case, ploni, to have relations with ploni, that's something that is a significant tonight, and it's not entirely ridiculous. Meisivein in the Gemara asks the following kasha. Two lines from the top of Beit Dalet Amos Beis. A similar type of question from Tosefta and Perek Dalet. Harei zegite chamanas shetochli b'sar chazir. It's a get on the condition that you eat b'sar chazir. Or, v'im hoy sezara, if she's not someone who is from the family of kahuna. Almanas shetochli b'truma, on the condition that you'll eat truma. Vimais and Nazira are a case of when she was a Nazira. A woman, of course, could also be a Nazir. Isho, Isha, Kiafli. The Parsha of Nazir applies to Isha as well. Parsha's Naso. And he says to her, Amnasha Tishti, Yain, on the condition that you drink wine. Niskayim atanaya reza get. Only if the Tanayim are fulfilled, it's a get. Now again, Lechura, it should be a Machlokis. Depend on the Machlokis, Abayin Rava. Vim Lavin a get. L'Rava Nicha L'Abaye Kasha. It works according to Rava, but it's a question according to Abaye. According to Abaye, we had said that we throw out the Tanai. And over here, because it's an Isur, over here we say that it depends on the Tanai being fulfilled. Amalecha Abaye, Abaye will respond, Mi Savris Divrei Akoli. When I said my position, I wasn't going according to all. Hamani Rabbanan Hi. I'm following, in this case, the Shita of the Rabbanan, who disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, that we learned on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. And they were of the opinion that the Tanai has to be fulfilled. My Machlokis with Rava was within Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, says Abaye, and the Braisa you just quoted is according to the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, typically demasna al masha kosa bateru. The Gemara has a very strong question. Why don't we say that over here there's a problem that one is making a t'nai on something that it's already prohibited in the Torah? V'chala masna al masha kosa bateru t'na batel. And our rule of thumb is that if you make a condition on that which is already in the Torah, so then we ignore the t'nai. So any position that says that the Tanai has significance, for example, the Shita of the Rabbanan, at times the Shita of Rava, how could you say such a thing if it's going against the Torah? If he makes a Tanai and he's expressly stating that he doesn't want the rules of the Torah to apply. And the example is Sherksus Va'ina. Sherksus Va'ina are a husband's responsibilities to a wife. Sher is Mizonos, according to Chazal. Ksus is Begodin. Onasa is Tashmish. If a husband marries a woman and says that he's doing it on the condition that he's not going to give a Sherksus and Ona, so then he's undermining marriage as defined by the Torah. Avahacha, but over here, he's not saying that divorce is going to be redefined. He's saying, well, if you want the divorce to take effect, you have to do a maisa, which is being oker the din Torah. His tanai is not being oker the actual maisa itself. There's gerushin. The tanai is not being oker gerushin. It's not like a tanai in where he says on the condition that you're not going to be divorced. And in no way is he being oker the din d'oraisa. Asks the Gemara, Maskef lo Ravina. Ravina asks the following question, Klum ka'akra ihi. Is she's not being oker anything. It's because of his t'nai. Elokiuma t'nai today. She's not interested in being oker anything. She's not interested in eating besar chazir. but it's due to his tanai. Ishtakach to you, Kocher. So he's being oker the Torah with his condition. In a case of where he says, and we're just refining the previous idea, where he says on the condition that you're not going to have sherek zus and ona, he certainly be okay the marriage the way the Torah wants it. But over here, did he say that she has to? Lo sagya delot achla. It would not be enough that she not eat. Lo techa v'lo tigarish. And if she doesn't eat, then she won't be divorced. In other words, he's not, as we said earlier, undermining the din Torah itself. He's giving her an option, and thereby the gerushin would take effect. We learned in our Mishnah, Ketzad yase yitla heimena. In a case in which the gerushin was done inappropriately, because we learned in our Mishnah on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, he said, Hareat muteres l'kol adam ela l'ploni. So the halachi is, according to Acham, it's not a valid gerushin. Look back on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. And what should he do? He should take it and give it again. Man Tana, who is a Tana that says that not only does he have to revoke his condition, but he has to give it again. Amar Chizki Reb Shimon Elazar, follows Reb Shimon Elazar. Sayim Shimon Elazar, Amar Ad Sheyetlenu Amen V'yachzer V'yitinenela V'yomer Lo Hagitech. We learned this earlier, Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. If the gerushin is possible, you got to do it again. Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Teimer Rebbe. You could even argue that it follows the opinion of Rebbe. On Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar had disagreed in a case of which a person gives a get to a woman when she's sleeping. So then, in such a case, it's not a get until he says to her Hagitech, according to Rebbe. Or Reb Shimon ben Elazar says the get has to be given again. Rabbi Yochanan says that even Rebbe, who in that case says the get does not have to be given again. However, in this case, the halacha is going to be different. And the reason for that, explains Rabbi Yochanan, Dilchon means the chacham of yours. Amar, he said, this is referring to Rav Kahana, Rashi explains, Shani hacha hol v'kan aso liposel bo likuhuna. Over here it's different, because when it comes to the case of the Nesina Rishona that was given in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, we know that the halacha is that even if the get would not be given again, even according to the Chachamim, the halacha is that she would no longer be able to marry a Kohen. So therefore, Shani Hacha, here is different. Since the get already worked vis-a-vis kuhuna, that she's now puzzled to the kuhuna, so she was zocha to the get on some level. So then in such a case, the only way the second Amira and Nesina is going to work is if he does both an Amira and a Nesina. However, when in Rebbe's case that says that all you need is Amira Sabal, that was a case in which, in the case of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, where there was no halachic significance at all of the previous Nesina. The Gemara now goes on to analyze the next part of the Mishnah on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We learn in our Mishnah, Kosvoy B'Soichoy, if he writes this problematic statement into the get of Hareyat Mutar Sechol Adam Ela Leploni, so then in such a case, the halach is Afal Pishachazar Machka, we learned in our Mishnah, it's possible. Amar of Safra or Safra taught Kosvo B'Socho Tnan. Rashi explains, Rav Safra is emphasizing it's only if he wrote that inappropriate statement into the get. However, if he just said it, so then that's not going to be problematic as long as he didn't say it to the woman when he gave her the get. But if he told his friends that, so then it would not be problematic. Analyze the Gemara Pshita, that's Pashit. Kosvo B'Socho Tnan. It says Beferish. That's only if he wrote it inside. Answers the Gemara, the same I would thought, Hani Mila Achra Toref, that only applies after the Toref was written. The Toref is a shame, Ish But if it was said Baal Peh even before the Torif is given, then it would be possible. Why? Because it sounds like he's writing the get on that condition. I would have a I mean it's possible. Kamash Malon, it's not. And Rava actually holds it's possible. Why? Because Rava is consistent with his opinion. Rava would say to those who write a get, Shtoko, Shatke Lebal, have the Baal be silent the whole time you're writing. Why? Because if they're going to speak up, then they're going to ruin the get itself. One can explain the shita of Rava is based on the idea of the Ramban that we had, that the ksivas haget has to be written bitsivui haba. The shliach is the sofer who is expressing the das hamischayiv of the Baal. If the Baal, while the sofer is writing, express a das hamischayiv with ridiculous tnoim or problematic tnoim, then he's undermining the das hamischayiv, and therefore the get will not be acceptable. This Bezer Hashem is daf pei dalet. Let us review Bezras Hashem Yisparech, what we did on our daf. We had discussed the statement of Areza Gitech al Menas Shetinasi Leploni. If somebody gives a get on the condition that he's going to marry somebody else, then, and the condition that she's going to marry somebody else, she's not supposed to marry that man. And the Maskonas HaGemara is that in such a case, she's not supposed to marry that man Lichatchila. But B'dieved, if she does, she doesn't have to leave. If she marries somebody else, then in such a case, she's going to have to leave that man and then marry the person that was the condition of the Tanai, because otherwise, retroactively, she would have been a married woman from the first husband. We had a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and the Rabbanan in regards to statements that are ridiculous and that cannot be fulfilled. The shita of the Chachamim is in such a case, for example, if he says, Amnashitali Lirakia, then the get is not going to be binding. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema disagrees because he's just being mafliga bidvarim. That's how Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema learns. We have a machlokis between Abaye and Rava, whether Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's law applies in a case of flying to the heavens, but not for a case of when he says to her that you'll eat non-kosher meat, whether that's a valid condition. Abai says that's no different than Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's shita, while Rava says that it is. The Gemara continues to analyze that position all the way through Pei Dalid Amud Beis, and then the Gemara analyzes a statement of the Mishnah when a man formulates the divorce in an inappropriate way. The case of the Mishnah we had, Hamegarishis ishto va'omer lo harei materas l'chaladam ella leploni. In such a case, in order for it to be valid, does the get need to be given again according to all opinions? So the Gemara points out that that was a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rebbe on Ayin Chesam and Aleph. And the Gemara points out that even Rebbe could follow the opinion of our Mishnah that says that the get has to be given again, and describes how that's different than the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rebbe in a case in which he had given the get to her when she was sleeping. Finally, the Gemara points out that there is an opinion of Rava that says that not only is there going to be a problematic case of when, in our Mishnah, the Baal had written into the get that the get would be given with a condition, and then you can't erase it. But even if the Baal says a condition when the sofer is writing the get, then that would be problematic as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Dalid in Maseches Gittin.